With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Kid, 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 kid nation.
Kid, 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 kid nation.
Kid, 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 kid nation.
Kid, kid, kid nation.
Kid, 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 nay, 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 nation, bitch.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch. It's the podcast where we bitch about reality TV. And we're taking time to go to talk about Kid Nation.
Yes, one of the greatest shows of the century.
Yes, of 2007.
Yes.
And here we are at my place again. You're sporting a very nice lip color today.
Thank you.
What's that?
I don't know. It's like it's just from Chemist Warehouse.
Nice.
It's like a. It might be a Revlon or something. It's like one of those ones that looks like a nail polish. Then you pull it out. It's not. It's a lip thing. And it's very like silky on my lips. And I feel like it just gives you like a natural tinge of something.
It doesn't look drying.
No, it's not drying.
And it doesn't look like thick.
No.
Like lipstick, do you know what I mean?
It's almost like a lip tint.
Yeah.
Like it sort of just soaks in.
While it's working.
Do you want to hear about something I've been doing this week with my lips?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, I came up with this game two nights ago. Jono hates it. It's called Romantic Peck.
Okay.
And what you have to do is you have to only give a peck. Like no tongue, no anything. And you got to try and make it the most romantic peck. You can possibly do. So you've got to pull them into your embrace and like stare them in the eyes and then just give them a peck.
And make like a movie kiss.
Yeah, I guess so. But I always say romantic peck.
You just say romantic peck.
I give the kiss and then I say romantic peck. And I've called it a game to see. You've got to say who does the most romantic peck. But Jono gives me no romantic pecks. He hates the game. And he says, I'm not allowed to do it anymore.
Sounds like you're winning.
Exactly. He's too scared of losing. But you should play it with Mark. I think it's a fun game to play. You don't want to play romantic peck?
I'm the Jono in the situation. Okay. I think Mark would get really into it.
I think it's a funny game to play. It's really funny.
Why don't you and Mark play it?
Because that's weird. I think it's really funny to do the most romantic kiss everyone and then they think that something's happening. But guess what? Nothing's happening because you won the game. You just made them think that you were just giving them a loving kiss. But guess what? You weren't. You were playing romantic peck.
Which you know at the point when you say the words romantic peck, that's when you really know.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, I've been given some romantic pecks.
That sounds like a good use of your week.
It is. Personally, I think it's funny and a good game to play.
Well, I'm happy for you. I've been doing fuck all. I was listening to an audiobook.
Yeah.
Which is a real book, but
what one?
It's called Digital Minimalism.
Okay. Oh, I wish I had that. I assume it's just like keeping your computer clean.
No.
Okay, what is it about then?
I think you have to have a computer that works before you can keep it clean.
I've got one coming in the mail, so get out of my face.
It's about like spending less time on your phone and stuff.
Oh, with I distractions. Also need to do that.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm always reading articles. Last night before bed, I was reading a whole bunch about hyenas' vaginas. You know they got a pseudo penis.
What?
The hyenas, the lady hyenas,
my God,
have a big
every
dick.
Every time with you. What is this? What? Okay, they have a... Why?
I don't know, but they have
you don't know? You read about it and you don't know?
Yeah, I don't know why they have it. It just happened that way.
I'm sure there's an evolutionary reason for it.
Oh, I think, I don't know if it's just to be like, oh, now you don't know which I am, because, but also the females, the female hyenas.
Someone's like, damn, that's a female hyena. And she's like, now you don't know which I am.
The hyenas, their vagina is just like a, it's a big clit, but it looks like a big dick. And okay, look at this. Is a male.
I actually male already knew. Female. I actually already knew this for some reason that females, hyenas have huge clits.
Yeah, they have the big clit, and also they have more testosterone in their bodies than the males, and they are the alphas.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's all we need to do to turn this patriarchy into a matriarchy.
Get them clits big.
Grow our clits.
Grow our clits out.
Get some testosterone and then we'll be the ones, baby.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
I've actually been using this this quarantine to grow my clit out. It's going great.
That's nice.
Yeah.
At some point it gets really itchy when you're growing it out.
Does it?
That's what I found. But once you get it past that stage, it's all good.
Oh, then you're in heaven.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about Kid Nation.
Well, we were talking about your digital minimalism book.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's about how there's we're too distracted.
Yeah.
And it's just everything that every boomer says. But then I listen to this audiobook and I'm like, oh, you're right. And it's about how kids born recently have lots of anxiety disorders. And the only data correlation there is
technology.
Smartphones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure, I spend upwards of 10 hours a day looking at my phone, but
yeah.
Is that a problem? Yes.
Have you watched the movie WALL-E?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Wasn't that about consumerism?
Well, I don't know. We're looking at the little screen in front of our little floaty chair all day in that space thing, right? I don't know. I haven't seen it in 10 years.
What?
I don't know. Why'd you bring that up?
They're also wearing blue as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a problem. Shouldn't wear blue because they were wearing blue in WALL-E. That's true. And you look great in this green and blue. And the blue skirt that you are wearing blue. And that's why your future's down the toilet, I have to say. Anyway, so I think I'll probably go on I'm going to go on a journey, I think.
Yeah, that's good.
But it's a big part of what he's talked about so far is how you have to learn to be alone and how to isolate yourself. And I'm I don't know if now's the right time for that because I'm already so alone.
No, you're not. You got Tazo and Mark's around as well.
They don't count.
I think you can do things you could do Skype calls to your friends and stuff or whatever. That would be fine because that's not just staring at a screen just scrolling.
Yeah, no, I need to stop scrolling. Yeah. I spend so much time scrolling. Yeah. And I think it's actually a real problem for me.
Yeah, me too. So,
well, you can read the book.
We can do it together.
We can do it together.
Stop doing it. I want to not look at my phone for an hour after I wake up in the morning, but inevitably it's the first thing I do.
Put it in a different room, brother.
Check my emails.
Don't check your emails first thing in the morning. What are you doing? Work?
Well, I've got to see what I've got to do for the day.
Boring.
Or what if something urgently came through in the night?
Then it can wait an hour.
Not if it's a paycheck.
Yes, honey, get that money.
I've got to move it over. I've got to move. If I got paid, I immediately move it out of my bank account that any money or my card is attached to, just in case somebody got my card details and they try and scam me. This means that anytime I want to make any purchase anywhere, I have to transfer money for every individual purchase.
That sounds tiresome.
It's fine once you get used to it.
The other thing I want to do is make myself unhackable. There's a series of instructions you can follow and figure out on what websites your information is just there for everyone to see.
Ooh. Will you help me with that?
Yeah.
Okay, that will be
good. I'll send it to you. Anyway, these are all things, guys, you could be doing this in quarantine. You could be better in your life, but what are you doing? You're sitting there playing Animal Crossing. Pathetic. Just kidding. That's all I've done for the last month and a half.
Are you still playing Animal Crossing?
No, I haven't touched it in a week and a half. And now I'm scared to go back on it because I'm worried that my favorite villager would have moved out. And now I'm like paralyzed with fear and now I can't touch it.
Me and Jenna haven't touched it for like a month. What will happen?
There'll be weeds everywhere. Everyone will have moved out because they'll be like, this is shit now. Shit island. No upkeep. Because none of them do anything. They just expect you to do everything.
Wow, Tazo does stink.
He smells bad. Yeah, I
can smell it from me. It's either that or he's done a little fart or something.
Nah, it's not. It's, he fucking, he reeks. I don't know. Dude, I can kick him out.
No, it's fine. I'll just turn my head the other way. I'll get used to this.
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, it's
like, soon you could be like me.
Yeah, my granddad's pig pens would smell really bad, but then after like 5 minutes, you don't smell the smell anymore. So.
You just compared my dog to your pig pens.
Yeah, pigs are clean animals.
Oh, and they're so smart. Really? Try looking up, pig. Sorry about that. That was too far. Anyway, Kid Nation, here we are. You watched these episodes this morning. Yes. I watched them a week ago. I think on the same day that we recorded the last podcast because I was hooked. I was hooked.
Okay, I rewatched because obviously me and Jonah had watched this like 3 weeks ago and we binged like 12 episodes in like the full season in like 3 days.
So, easy to binge.
Yeah, exactly. Have you watched the full season now?
No, okay. I haven't. I haven't watched any episodes but on this because I thought I'll get... Oh, I want to keep my experience clean.
Yeah.
Because your opinions are muddied because you have foresight of the whole season.
That is true.
I want to experience it truly.
Okay.
And honestly.
Okay. So this episode 4, I would say opens up, this episode is about religion.
Wow, it opens up strong.
Yep, with a bit of anti-Semitism, would you say?
Anti-Semitism?
Yeah, like Jared starts going on about how he's like, I'm a Jew. Sometimes people aren't so nice to me. They say mean things. And then somebody else is like what? And he's like, I don't want to go into it.
I knew he was Jewish. I don't know why.
I think it's racist of you to presume that a weird, anxious little boy.
this 10-year-old Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I really like the conversation between Morgan and Sophia.
Yeah.
It's so weird to open a reality show with a conversation like this.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, Sophia, do you think God put us here for a reason? I stopped believing in God a while ago. Do you think you were put here for a reason, though? No, do you think I was put here for a reason?
Yeah.
You're sweet. But I think, but the problem is I can't figure out my reason. And I don't think I deserve to be here. Oh man, don't say that. I'm just trying to figure it out. You're the nicest person here. I think that's a good enough reason.
Thanks.
What?
Yeah. So Sophia doesn't believe in God, which we all knew, of course, that Sophia wouldn't believe in God, I think.
Yeah.
Because she's very level. She's like the most level.
But she is Jewish.
Yeah.
She's, but then you yeah. see, but if you look her up,
Judaism and, you know.
Yeah, if you look her up, there's like, in the media you can find about her. But she just started posting videos like a few days ago.
Yeah.
Because, okay, I got to put this out here. There's this YouTuber, I think he was racist once upon a time, but he's like, everyone's like, he's not anymore, it's fine. Anyway,
yeah.
He started posting videos about Kid Nation. So there's been this huge Kid Nation resurgence.
We're in it when it's trendy.
Yeah.
Right?
And he posted his video on May 13th. So just to make sure that you didn't somehow absorb it from him, I looked up when he sent me the message to say, let's watch Kid Nation. It was May 12th.
Oh, baby. I got in there by a day.
So no, we're not copying fucking JonTron, okay? But it is good because it means they're all like coming out and talking about it now.
Yeah.
So we're in the zeitgeist.
Yeah, how did me and Jonna got onto it from... something. I don't know. I don't really remember. I don't know if it was. Yeah, I can't remember at all.
That's a great story.
We got onto it, but shut up. Get out of here. Okay. So Sophia Morgan had that conversation. Jared didn't want to go into what people have said about him. All the town leaders.
Oh, Jared.
I don't want to go into it.
Zach says religion is most of the things that start wars. Wow.
Yes.
Deep. Okay. Also, I would say no. I think that most of the things is money, is it not?
I think me and Jono had this discussion this morning because I said what you said. I said I don't think religion is the biggest cause of wars, but then Jono was like, probably a lot of the wars recently, like out of like the Middle East and stuff. But I was like, I thought that was oil.
I thought that was oil too.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Whatever. You went to school in fucking Townsville. I went to school in country Victoria. We don't have any idea.
We got no idea. If somebody wants to write in and tell us what the wars are about, just say...
Tell us what the wars are about.
Don't tell us what the wars are about. Just say, yes, it's religion, or no, it's money.
And then, but I think you can use religion as an excuse, but that's not what it is.
Yeah. Anyway, the journal tells all the council leaders that they either need to split up the town into religions to pray or pray together.
Which... I mean, this is crazy. Why does this even need to be touched on at all?
Is there any, like, anybody who's known to preach in this town or do whatever you do in various religions?
What?
Like, be the leader of the ceremony?
A preacher?
Yeah, I said preacher.
No, I'm just wondering. I'm just...
Like, you could preacher or, I don't know.
Is there a preacher in the town?
Like, anybody of the kids. Like, why are the kids... They're not going to run a good, like...
If no, they're not.
They're not going to run a good service, so why are you trying to make them do this?
They could run a youth group, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It's fucking weird. And it's weird that they're all, like, fighting at breakfast time. Like, clearly the producers are just like, talk about religion.
Yeah.
And then they start fighting, and they're like, Jews better, Christians better. It's so weird.
They get real weird about it. I think it's obviously because they've soaked up the views of their parents, and it's America, so everybody is really religious over there.
Oh, they love to be religious over there.
Seemingly people from Texas, like Taylor, and their thing. Although Taylor doesn't really understand what's happening because she says we need to start a religion. I don't think she understood the brief.
I think that would be way better.
Yeah.
They should have started their own religion. I wish they had done that. Anyway, they announce they're going to do some sort of religious service and that they're going to do it all together, they decide. And Sophia just drops her head. She's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Did you see Devard?
Devard.
Do you want to say it?
Putting Republicans and Democrats in the same room is like putting Hindus and Christians in the same room.
Yes.
I've never seen Christians and Hindus fighting.
No, I don't. Oh, my God.
Out of all the ones you could have said.
The traditional... surely you would say, like, Christians and Catholics or something. Like, they fight a lot or whatever.
Yeah, or maybe, like, you know, let's not get into it. But
or maybe, like, we don't know anything about religious.
Let's not dip our toe in this.
No, wait, it was Protestants and... who fought in Ireland? That's the one I'm sort of, I'm like...
Bro, I don't know, and I'm Irish. Apparently I'm... What am I? I'm all of them. I'm all the white ones.
I think I'm that too, but like 27 generations ago.
Apparently I'm Scottish Highlander part.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's like real, real white, huh?
Is it?
What do you mean that makes sense? What does that mean? What is that undertone?
I don't know. I just thought it would be funny to say like that.
I'm related to Kay.
Yuck.
Gross.
Yuck.
Well, my friend and comedian Lena Moon, you know her?
Yes.
She was saying she... she's Scottish and her clan is the one that caused all the other Scottish people to get murdered or something. So she apologized to me.
Okay, weird. Lena, you did not need to do that.
And I'm glad she apologized because I was mad. But and I knew about it for sure.
I swear every white person I've ever met says that they're part Irish or part Scottish or whatever.
Well, what else is there?
If you have a name, like, of course, you with Higgins would have it, and my dad's obsessed with it, with Walker. If you go to Scotland with a family member who's over the age of 40, they will try and get a tapestry made with your family crest and meaning behind it. And you're like, Dad...
And the kilt, what's the plaid, whatever?
Your plaid, whatever that is. Is it?
There's some fabric. Scottish people listening and they're
angry.
I mean, if they weren't angry last week, I was thinking about how I complained about how there's no vegetables in Scotland.
They do not need to be angry because they're making so much money off every person who comes to the country's last name. Because I tell you what, when I was in Scotland with my dad, we would go to every place and my dad would buy everything with our family last name on it and none of the crests matched up. They were really? All just fake crests. It was like, it's a lion in front of something. It's an eagle in front of something. It's a bear in front of something. Like, no, my fake. Dad just wants it because it's got our last name on it, even though Walker is an extremely common last name. Damn. I could make, honestly, I could make my dad the best gift if I just crocheted a fake family crest or knitted one. Or I don't
crocheted
know.
Crocheted a crest?
If I did, what do you do? Like a pin, needle pin point work?
A embroidery. A freaking cross stitch.
Yeah. If I did a cross stitch and made up a ridiculous family crest, my dad would think it was the greatest thing ever and I would just send him.
Well, make him a freaking cross stitch.
I would just send him paperwork that I'd put tea bags on and he would think it was legit.
Little flame around the edges.
He'd be like, wow.
Put it out on some nice A4.
It's signed by the Queen.
Anyway, this goes over incredibly well, you can imagine. Olivia is convinced it will start arguments and says that she says it's pointless to hear from other religions.
Olivia, I find to be
I'm going off Olivia.
You going off her? Yeah, I'm off her.
I'm fully off Olivia. So Olivia is Mallory's older sister who went and asked if she could get the gold star. And yes, that's the only thing we've seen of her so far.
I think she's extremely closed-minded towards anybody else. One of those people who immediately always presumes they're right in every situation.
Yeah, she's got a smug little face.
Yeah.
I think we'll get to it later.
But Mallory seems sweet.
Oh, Mallory's lovely. but I do think Olivia's evil. And then Alex, the king.
Yes.
We love Alex.
I love Alex. He's a sweet little boy. One tooth. At this point in his life, he's lost every tooth in his mouth except for one gigantic tooth, which sits directly in the center of his mouth. And he's the sweetest little boy you've ever seen.
He does a little survey to see what religion everyone is. It's so cute. Well, and he knows all the types of religions.
Yeah. He suggested earlier, he said, like, if, I don't know if you remember, but in the background, the camera pans to him from like a distance. And it looks so funny because he's just behind a pole sort of.
He's so small.
And he just says, there are a lot of similarities in a bunch of religions. So we could focus on the similarities. Aww. And then it pans to like Olivia being like, no, I will not listen to anyone. And then sweet Alex does his survey. And as you said, he knows all the religions, including like, there are bits that like, there's one little girl. I can't remember her name. Maybe it was Emily. Who's like, she's like, he must have like a different bunch of like types of Christian written down. And she's like, I know I'm Christian. Like, she's got no idea what one. And we know because he's also included, he's like pointing to the paper and he's like, these are the two branches of Muslim. And it's like Sunni and Shiite.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is beautiful. This kid's parents have done so well. He knows every single religion.
Yeah, he's so cute.
He's so
lovely. I'm obsessed with him. I wanted to cry. Anyway, they do their little service.
Yeah.
Literally no one shows up. It's just the four leaders just standing there with no one. And Laurel says that everyone's being narrow-minded. And Anjay says that they're being selfish. Now, when Alex does a survey, he points out that one person is Hindu, which I was like, surely that's Anjay. And then that is correct. So I understood him being mad because it's like, if you want, I can understand him wanting a joint service because otherwise.
Yeah, he's just alone by himself being like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. With all the Christians being like, Christians are better. And all the Jewish people being like, Jews are better.
And you're like, I'm alone.
Yeah. And so no one shows up. But then Morgan, who is a good leader, she decides she's just going to organize a little
Bonfire mass.
I was calling it a prayer circle, but yeah, okay. Bonfire mass sounds way better. She says it's chill. It's just going to be a chill thing. And it seems to just be the Christian and Jewish people that go.
Was Anjay there? Someone
I don't think background? So. Well, that's the thing. I don't know if I wrote it somewhere.
I saw Mike,
they show
crying.
Anjay praying later on.
Oh.
And they play like.
Did they play music over
the Yes, top? They played like the most offensive music over the top of it. It stressed me out so much. I was like, when people were praying, like, you know, when the Christians were praying, when the Jewish kids were praying, you were like, it was like sweet music over the top. It wasn't like they played like old, like Roman Catholic, like music or anything like that. But when fucking Anjay is praying.
I mean, to be fair, I think my favorite thing in the world would be to hear like,
what is that?
Like a hymn, like a slow, like
hymn. A hymn? What do you think a hymn is?
Well, like, you know, they have the real, have you ever been to like an old, super old church where it's just all old people and it's not like shout to the Lord?
I went to a Greek Orthodox church once, actually.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what the difference is between what they do.
Cause, like, it was definitely an old man like singing.
Yeah. Because sometimes if you
in like monotone, I don't know what it was, but it was very different to like the church that I grew up in.
I swear that's what I.
Well, that's what they would do sometimes if they were equally as close-minded about all these religions. But I'm guessing no one who was Hindu was working in this production team.
That of like underneath Mike trying to put a prayer together. That's just like, I hope that we have a good day tomorrow. And because at no point was like, it was not religious. The ceremony, like the Catholic kids did no religious stuff. They just were like, I hope tomorrow we have a good day. And that, so I was like, what are you talking about God for? What are you bringing religion? That's not religion, what you've just done. You've just said, I hope we have a good day tomorrow.
No, but you ask God to give you a good day.
I never heard him say God. Did you?
They're talking to God. Or they're talking to Jesus.
Don't you say, hey, God, or hey, Jesus.
Yeah.
Dear God.
Well, they probably just didn't.
I would like to have a good day tomorrow, please. Thank you. That's how it's done, okay? And then Alex sang a Jewish song.
Did he? Little Alex?
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, Zach.
All right.
I think he looks like an Alex, so I continue to call him Alex every time I see him.
Well, that's going to be confusing. Anyway, they do their little, who cares? Would we cut back to some classic working, all the dishes, none of the dishes are done, right? Is Yellow in charge of dishes?
No. Yellow are
upper class. But they're doing nothing.
Zach, however, has decided he is separating himself from the Yellow team and he wants to help people work.
Yeah. So he gets, he decides to help them do the dishes. And then I can't remember in what context this was.
Yeah, this is my favorite thing in the world.
Jared whispers. I can't remember why. Do you remember when?
Absolutely no context of why this happens. It just cuts immediately to him as he says,
I'm not the kind of person that does cheering stuff. I meditate.
Say it. I don't really cheer. I'm more into meditation.
And then it just shows him sitting on the ground, meditating.
Strange little boy.
And then we have another showdown. So yes. It is time to, what showdown is this on?
Church puzzle.
They have to, there's like a huge puzzle of like a church front. Yeah.
Like a steeple.
A steeple, and they have to put all the puzzle pieces together and then lift the steeple up to ring a bell. Green, for some reason,
are the worst.
With many smart, they've got Laurel, who maybe she's not very smart, but you know, she gives it a good go.
They've got Sophia.
Sophia, Michael, and Morgan.
Yeah.
Who are all very smart, good leaders.
Yeah.
Hard workers.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot fucking do a puzzle for some reason. I don't know who's bringing this team down.
I guess maybe Yellow team, like, maybe because they're, like, small children, it's more the age when you would have been doing puzzles a lot.
Sorry, that is not. I mean, it's a good try, but there's no reason for Green to be so bad at everything.
Green are terrible at puzzles. I like Taylor because she was happy that they didn't come last. Because basically, Blue, upper class, Red were merchants, mm-hmm. Yellow ended up being cooks, and Green were laborers. Anyway, Taylor,
Alex thrives here, by the way. Little Alex,
he loves it. He's always just
he's the king.
top of the heap this boy. And Taylor, very happy that she's not last, but also letting everybody know that she shall continue to do zero work. Just says, if you don't like your food, you can starve yourself.
Now, she is a nightmare, but I do think she's funny. Not in a way that she means to be funny, I think. Or maybe it's just in her honesty that I think she's funny.
Yeah, I think that's why
that's a funny thing to say.
We'll see as the season goes on what you think about it.
Okay. So the reward, they do get the reward, and the reward is either mini golf, a mini golf set, or a library of holy books. And yes. I was like, please, please just pick the mini golf. Why do you need holy book? Come on. This is so 2007 and it's so America.
Yeah, I don't. I said to Jono because I was like, I don't even like mini golf that much. I think I'd spend, if I was in the middle of the desert with nothing to do, I'd spend 2 days playing mini golf and then I'd be like, oh, I'm bored.
Yeah.
But I'd spend zero time reading a holy book.
And I mean, like, I guess it could be interesting, but do they have no other books or anything?
Ugh, no, I don't think so. Or maybe, no, they do because they had them at the bookshop, but it was all like Shakespeare and stuff.
Well, Jared's happy.
Jared's happy, yeah. But I was saying to John, I was like, if this was Australia in 2007, no kid would have picked holy books.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
This is the first time that I wanted them to pick the, like, impulsive option. And Zach says, if you don't make a good choice, this town will fail, just like it did in the 1880s.
Zach, it wasn't a real town. I just want to let you know that book is not real. The town is not real. It's a set.
Also, that town is writing you instructions for what to how to make it a good town. Why would you listen to them? They failed.
Yeah.
Don't do anything that they did.
No. Get rid of religion. Seemingly is what this week's episode should be about.
Anyway, they picked the fucking... They pick the books. Oh, it makes me so mad. Oh, and then that's when we see Anjay worshipping and fuck. Anyway, but they show other kids being like, oh, what's going on? They seem inquisitive and, you know, respectful, which is nice. But I wish they didn't put that fucking music underneath it.
Did you know that there was 330 million gods in Hindu?
No, I did not know that.
I had no idea either. I loved the little kid's face who asked Anjay, like, how many gods there were. Because I think she was expecting to hear, like, seven. And then he was like, 330 million. And she was like, whoa.
That is a lot more than seven. Then we... Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay, there's a little boy named Cody. He seems... sweet but also strange.
What is going on here?
Anyway, he gets a letter from his family in the mail. Is that no, it's just not in the mail. He just has
brought a letter with him
from his family that he's brought with him, and inside there is a small picture of his girlfriend. Yes, that is right. This
he's gotta be 10
as a girlfriend. And it is a sweet little photo. The girl, very normal, with
also looks like
long hair,
a child.
Yes. And oh,
what are you doing with a girlfriend?
Then he needs to get her off his mind. the way he's decided to get her off his mind is to go for a walk with his friend to go look at the cows
and have a root beer.
Yes. I love all the children acting like they're 40-year-old adults.
Look at these cows. Wait, are they bulls? Let's get out of here. The anti-Colton, if you will.
Well, that bull was, it was like the same bull with its big horns staring at the kids. And I like that they were like, nah, look it.
Thank God. And then we cut to Taylor at the bar.
Yep.
Who's drinking shots, they say? They say the words drinking shots.
Yeah, they continue to say shots, which either means it's just a small cup of water or like sugar syrup or something. I don't understand what it could possibly be.
And they're just telling Taylor like, you gotta do work, man. And I swear she's like slurring her words. I swear. Did you notice that?
I'm not gonna be doing it. I've had too much sugar.
She says, just let us Yellow District be embarrassed. I'm like, you're not drunk. You're 8. You're 10? How old is she? Fucking she's hell. 10. Yeah. She's so tiny. It's so weird the things they pick up and like want to emulate. Do you know what it reminds me of?
But also, you're a stupid idiot if you do that because you're not drinking, so you make yourself look so weird.
Yeah, but they like don't think about that.
To be drunk.
They just want to emulate adults. But that's...
Man, I'm way
on TikTok, it's so funny to me because I watch TikTok and I only get funny videos, but then I get like cringy videos when someone funny like reacts to it or something.
Yeah.
And there's just so many videos on there of like teenagers and like young and even like 17-year-olds. And like when you get to the popular ones who are like targeting younger audiences, they're like in their 20s even. But they just, like, they just glamorize, like, relationships where you yell at each other so much because they just like obsessed with like the drama of like a real relationship. And it's like, if someone was like me at my age looking at that, I'm like, why would you want to? But it's like, you know, like every Taylor Swift song, like I'm screaming at you at 2 a.m. that was real love, like whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just them being like, they do all these acting exercises and it's like a girl like crying and being like, get out. And like, you know, you don't, and it's like, I'm point of view, you're my boyfriend and you've cheated on me for the last time and I just want you to leave. And it's so weird.
What?
They're just obsessed with like acting out these relationships where they're just screaming at each other
is
all the time.
Is that emulated on TV? Is that in like, I guess it's like soap operas and stuff where it's just like they just need something to happen. Whereas in real life, you just sort of want to have like a nice time, which isn't fun to watch.
I think when you're a kid, you want to experience things and you want to experience emotions and have like deep connections with people.
Yeah.
And then you get old enough to have it and you're like, it's fine.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, cool.
But if they were cheating on me or, you know, fucking yelling all the time, I'd be like, peace, God, brother. Dude. I'd rather be alone. But when you're a kid, you're like, I want a boyfriend so bad. I just want to scream at in the rain at 2 a.m. It's like, no, it's, what? It's so funny.
I had to tell Trono to stop yelling the other night because I was worried the neighbors were going to hear and call the police because he was yelling at the TV because there was, I think, what were we watching? I don't know. We were watching Kay's Cooking. And he was just screaming like, you can't do that. You can't do that. And obviously, if
that doesn't just look good on you, does
just
it?
Screaming no. Yeah. People may call the police, but
okay. Yeah. Well, I think if anyone was going to call the police on Mark, it would have happened already, to be honest, because he loves to scream at his computer. Anyway.
Yes.
Zach wants to distance himself from Yellow, so he gets everyone to help with the dishes. He calls on everyone. Blue is obviously their upper class now, but he's like, come on, guys, let's all help. And they all decide to do it together, which is nice.
It's almost like getting rid of the classes would be good.
No. I love that they were given instructions to pay people lots of money to do nothing and then pay people abysmally to do everything. I think that's perfect.
Yeah, good, good, good.
Starts snowing.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I would be so mad if I was there.
Yeah, I'm very annoyed because I also feel like it's unlivable. The fact that all these kids, basically, you see them and they don't really have very thick sleeping bags and stuff. There's certainly no heating.
Thin mattress.
And I'm like, what the fuck? All these kids are in this freezing cold and it's fine.
Yeah. Well, I remember,
with no dental care.
It was at JonTron. JonTron interviewed Billy. Remember Billy? The little kid Jimmy? Who left. Jimmy.
Yeah.
And he said he just remembered he was so cold. Just wanted to leave. He was so cold. Which makes sense.
Jacket.
Yeah. Poor little Jimmy. So they're talking about who's going to get the gold star. Yeah. And Mike still doesn't want Greg to get the gold star.
Yeah, because Greg is trying to get the gold star, apparently, which is what everybody's doing, seemingly.
Yeah, and also, if you're trying, then you can get a reward. Fuck you.
Yeah.
It's also, you can't, even if you're like, Greg's being annoying or whatever, he's been put on this show because he knows how to work.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't have that much money. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he knows how to slaughter chickens. He knows how to
Do PVC,
famously. Like, he's like, I want to go to college. It's like, even if you think Greg is like a shithead, you can't be against anyone going for this money because it's...
Yeah. I've written a note here, which is my personal opinion, which is Mike is an incel calling Greg a Chad.
Absolutely.
That's my opinion.
Correct.
Yes, he's involuntarily celibate and not a child.
Well, he's not a child now. I think it's fine to bully children if they're adults now.
I also think that I would... Like, I would make fun of child me if there was a show with child me on it and I was being annoying. I would be like, yeah, I was very bossy when I was a child. Pretty funny. No, I wouldn't share my pencils because I didn't think anybody else would look after them the way I would. And I'd get back a pencil that was broken.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Anything from my pencil case. Sorry, but you're not allowed to touch it. I was a hard to... I think I was like, and I knew that it wasn't cool, so I'd be like, yes, you can use my pencil. But then in my mind be like, oh, wish they didn't ask me for a pencil. It's gonna come back damaged.
Makes sense while you were down at the river catching frogs. We have a town hall meeting. Everyone is shit-talking Taylor again. This happens every meeting now.
Yeah. And I like that the music over... Like, I mean, sorry, this isn't music, but there's, like, applause every time. It feels like a roast battle. Yeah. It's like people being like, oh, after everything they say about Taylor.
And Taylor's always losing. And Taylor screams, Zach, sit down. Are you going to be scrubbing toilets with the green team? Which is bold.
Yeah.
And then Cody wants to go home. Does he go home?
Yeah, he leaves.
Yeah, he leaves. He fucks off. He's got his... He misses his girlfriend.
Yeah.
To which I say... his tiny girlfriend.
So far, two boys have left, no girls have left.
You heard that... Is,
we are stronger.
Yeah. Mentally. You've heard on the podcast, girls rule, boys draw.
Yeah.
That is...
Sorry.
And that's a fact. And then Morgan gets a gold star.
Yeah.
Happy for Morgan. She deserves it.
Yeah. She ran the religion bonfire.
She did. The bonfire mass. all right. Well, next episode, you're not gonna believe this. Taylor won't get up to cook breakfast.
Mm-mm.
It's shocking. And so they show basically how the leaders are doing. So Taylor is still being lazy. Olivia says that no one's listening to Anjay.
I think Olivia's just not listening to Anjay.
I think Olivia is racist.
Yeah.
Like, she fucking hates Anjay so much. And Anjay doesn't seem... Does he get, like, annoying or anything?
No, he seems like he's very nice and level-headed and just kind of, like, softly spoken. But seemingly, like, I think, like, Greg and Blaine and, like, the big kids and... I mean, Alex is very kind. Like, I think that they all listen to him because I think that they're like, yeah, I mean, he seems like a smart kid.
So yeah,
they're happy to listen. Whereas I think Olivia is more like, you've got to yell to be heard.
Yeah, I'm of Olivia. I think she's racist. Mark suggests that this is because it's post 9/11.
What?
Which?
Isn't it pre 9/11? Post. Oh, wait, no, sorry, it's 2000. Oh, yeah, I forget. But, I mean, even if it... Oh, actually, there's no Muslim kids in the show.
No, there's no more, as we know from the survey. But I was like... Like, obviously,
she's
an Indian kid has nothing to do
with
9/11 in any way. But that doesn't mean that, like,
she
people who...
just put that on...
Yeah, white people think seem to fit the bill,
yeah.
Get the racism. I mean, not that people weren't racist pre-9/11, but it was, like, it obviously heated up tension. And I was like, huh, I wonder if that's a thing. So then I went to message my friend, who's from Bangladesh... to be like, did you experience anything like, you know, did you think it changed after 9/11? Forgetting this whole time that she's Muslim.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, never mind.
Yeah, so you had a different type of racism.
More pointed, more like, yeah, that's still going on anyway.
Okay.
Anywho, I still think, anyway, regardless of all that, I still think Olivia's racist. It's weird how much she hates Anjay.
Yeah, when he doesn't, it's not
it
like
seems
he's,
random.
Yeah, I don't think, Anjay seems to be like doing stuff and like not complain. Like he doesn't, I mean, I know we don't see everything, of course, but he doesn't seem to be causing a stir in any way. And you know that the camera crew would immediately zone in on any leader who'd said anything fucked.
Yeah, exactly. And then that combined with her being like, I don't care about other religions. I don't want to hear from them.
Yeah.
Is, I'll say that's an indictment on this 12-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. And she's cancelled. this is so funny. So they go into their little hut, whatever, where they read the journal from the previous town.
Yeah.
And it says, you should hold elections to decide who the town council is. Yeah. And Taylor immediately looks terrified. It is so funny. They're like, oh, fuck. And Zach decides, so they tell everyone this, they're going to hold elections. They do not seem happy about it, but everyone else does. And Zach says he's going to run against Taylor. Mm-hmm. Now, I say if I was on their team, I would vote for Taylor. I would not vote for Zach because Taylor would not make me get out of bed.
Yeah. I mean.
And I rightfully predict that all the other girls who follow Taylor around, like little ducklings.
Yes.
Are like, yeah, fuck you.
This is why I've said you're Taylor. Because I absolutely think you would be Taylor. You'd be like, I'm not getting out of bed. No.
I'd get out of.
Would you? If it was cold. To go wash the dishes and make breakfast for everybody?
I would get out of bed. I would not be like Taylor.
Okay, good.
But I would drag my feet if it was cold. You know?
Okay, yeah.
I would not be happy about it. I wouldn't be a Zach. I wouldn't be up, you know, oh, let's... I wouldn't be a Sophia.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be like, I'm fucking cold. All right, I'll do it. But I'm not. Anyway, but I wouldn't scream at someone. They would be scrubbing toilets, I don't think. So we cut to the green team, and Sophia, Michael, and Morgan all agree that they won't run against Laurel, which is very cute for Laurel.
It's lovely.
But does Laurel really... I think they would all make a better leader than Laurel.
Yeah, I just think they're all sort of like friends, and she's not the worst of the leaders.
She doesn't really need to lead.
Yeah.
They've got it, like, they've basically got a team of leaders. Yeah. And then we just see some shots of Olivia just being mean to Anjay.
Yeah.
She's just being a...
She's being a
shit.
The blue team, I guess, like, Anjay goes in to talk to the blue team in, like, a food fight that everybody starts throwing food and having a food fight or whatever. And then Olivia's just like, you're not controlling everybody. You can't get attention. You're not assertive, whatever. And then Anjay's just like, what? I was just talking to them. I was getting their attention with the food fight or whatever. And then Anjay just like says to the camera, and he sort of like, he says it like he's so confused. He's just like,
yeah.
Olivia and Mallory hate me.
Oh.
And he just sounds, it makes so sad. So
sad. She's got like, there's something mean in her eyes, and I don't like it. Guyland, this little homeschool kid, decides to go up against Mike, and Mike is immediately very stressed.
Yes.
Guyland is very cute.
He is.
Very cute kid. I don't know if he'd make a good leader.
No, he seems very young.
But I think people don't want Mike anymore because he's annoying and
Mike
yells.
Mike seems like a dictator.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything and gets like upset when anybody says anything remotely negative.
Yeah. It's just he's standing next to Taylor most of the time, so he doesn't cop as much heat.
They have like a chat with everybody, and I liked when Sophia, they were like, anybody have any more questions? And Sophia said, how many of you are confident you'll maintain your position? Like with a little smirk. And I was like, I love that.
She's so funny. Anjay promises, all right, so they have to do little speeches. Mm-hmm. Anjay says, I promise I'm gonna work harder, and then Olivia goes up against him. I can't remember what she said.
Yeah, I don't really,
I was
remember.
Just mad in that moment. I was like, this just smacks of racism.
Yeah,
it's too confusing. There's no real reason for it. That's why it is. And then you have Taylor, and she says she's gonna work harder, which is a speech she's given many times.
Yeah, she, I know I've been lazy this week, but I'm gonna work on that.
Sure.
She loves to say try, and everybody's always like, do it. And she's like, I'll try.
Yeah. And then Zach gets up and gives an amazing speech. It's great. He says, we've all heard the term deal with it. Well, I'm getting tired of deal with it. He crushes, man. It's amazing. And then there's a little shot of Taylor saying, I was like, yeah, that's a good speech, but it's not the best I've ever heard. and then Guyland gets up to run against Mike. And Mike tells Guyland aside, he says, you say you want to be a leader, but you follow so easily, which is very rude.
Yeah, really rude.
And then we have another showdown.
I do. Sorry, I have a note. I have what something is it? That it was what Olivia said during the speech change.
What did she say?
She said, this is not a popularity contest. Vote for who you think will do a better job. So obviously she's noting that Anjay's more popular.
Then why does she think?
I don't understand. Maybe she thinks, I don't know.
No, I think she comes from a really white town.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like being bossed around by an Indian kid.
Yeah.
That's too weird. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
She's strange.
So okay. It's like that. If he's popular, then that means like people respect him.
Yeah, and they like
which him. Is a great thing for a leader to have.
Yeah. So surely why? Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
It's not like Blue are doing bad.
Yeah, I didn't understand why. I was like, if I was expecting maybe Greg to want run just because I feel like he would want to run, like because I feel like he would just want to have the power of being a boss.
Yeah, but I don't think he can handle the responsibility.
No.
Anyway.
Okay, showdown time. They do this task I call President Pinatas. Bang pinatas, get a picture of a president, and they got to put them in the right order.
Yes.
Anyway, in order of who won to who lost the most, it's somehow Yellow have won this challenge.
Yep.
With all the small children.
That's because Zach knows all the presidents.
Yeah. Zach, great. Good work.
Green get all their cards first, but they fuck it up. Yeah. I was so excited for them to... Anyway, they do come second, which is cool.
Yeah.
So they're out of, like, they're out of laborers, finally.
Yeah.
But Yellow gets upper class, which is frustrating.
Yeah. Yellow upper class, green merchants, red cooking, and blue are the laborers for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Kelsey.
I like... Yeah, so you don't do the quote. I'm ready to hear it.
Kelsey says she's going to vote for Taylor and that you don't have to be smart to be a leader or something. What did she say?
Oh, you don't have to be smart to be a leader. Look at George W. Bush. He's not smart at all, but he won president twice.
But what does that mean?
He's not smart at all.
Is she saying Taylor isn't smart? He's a leader.
Yeah, maybe.
So Taylor can be as good as President Bush because they're both idiots?
Yeah, I don't understand. That doesn't really... Maybe it's just like, it's not about being the smartest because maybe she thinks Zach thinks he's smarter than Taylor or something.
Either way, it's an incredible self-own.
Yeah.
Blue comes last. Wow. This is apparently some indictment on Anjay, according to Olivia. And then they get to choose between a hot dog barbecue.
Yep.
Or toothbrushes and floss.
I love immediately when they announce that the leaders have to decide what to have. I don't know who it is. I think it might be DK who yelled out, I need meat. I'm a man. No, you're not a man.
You're a little boy, yeah. DK. But we saw an earlier shot. All they have is they rub baking soda on their teeth.
Yes.
This which is seems disgusting.
Like they have to provide dental care to these kids. Like you have to have
right.
toothbrush and toothpaste. This wouldn't happen now because you'd have basic requirements for stuff.
Yeah. This is amazing. This next.
Yes.
Taylor says, we can have meat whenever we want. We can't eat with no teeth. And Mike says, actually, we can't have meat whenever we want. And Taylor turns around and screams at him, kill a chicken. Which, honestly, my respect for Taylor goes up and down. It skyrocketed here.
Use your fucking brain, Mike. We got meat at home.
Yeah, we've got fucking 16 chickens. And when we run out of chickens. We've overcome this before. we get some shots of... So they've got... Thankfully, they get the freaking toothbrushes.
Yeah.
Taylor has all five girls on her side. So there's... How many people? There's 12?
Yeah, but I think... No,
well, there's 11.
There's 10. So there's 10 in each, but also she just lost... They just lost... who wasn't in the last thing who went home?
Cody.
He was yellow. So I guess they've...
So they've got like nine people.
Yeah.
So there's five girls, four boys.
Yeah.
She's got all five girls on her team.
Yeah.
Which is Zach's problem. He needs one girl to switch sides.
Yeah.
But Taylor's just walking around with her girl squad, making signs.
Yeah.
They put some signs up.
Beautiful.
Her friend Layla.
Yes.
Puts a sign up.
Her minion, as me and John refer to her as.
What?
We call Layla Taylor's minion.
Yes, that's absolutely what it is. This kid Markel, who we've not really seen before.
Love Markel.
Funny. Grabs the sign, throws it on the ground, and then starts jumping on it with a pogo stick.
Yes.
It's amazing the chaos that unfolds while he's jumping on a pogo stick the whole time.
I love it so much. I'm going to go into Markel for a moment. Because okay. Markel, for some reason, dresses like a 50-year-old man. He's always wearing a brown leather jacket and then what are those hats that he wears on the side?
I don't know.
He looks exactly like there's a fighter called Yoel Romero who is always in those hats and I always think Markel is dressed exactly like Yoel Romero.
Oh, it's like a little it's like a bowler's cap or whatever.
Oh, that's a beanie. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Markel is walking around town like a tiny Yoel Romero. And I love it so much with his very strange fashion statement.
And a pogo stick to boot.
Yes, and the pogo stick, which he bounces on and then...
Puts holes in the poster. Layla yeah. starts crying because her poster for Taylor yeah. is ruined.
That does not stop Markel because then he picks it up and rips the poster up.
He does not care.
Not care
about this little girl. Which, you know, that's fine. He's not even in yellow, by the way. He's just like, I just want Taylor gone.
Yeah, he's sick of her. Which you would be, because Taylor is one of those... She's one of those kids who there's no reasoning with. It's like...
Yeah.
And they drive you crazy because it's like you can't punish them. You can't get them to do their chores. And you can't punish them. So you're like, what do I do? And they drive people crazy.
You run a pogo stick over their campaign poster. Yeah. That's what you do.
Or you kick them out of the house.
Yeah. She's...
If I had a kid like that, I'd be like, all right, you sleep outside tonight. I don't know what I'd do.
Well, that's, you wouldn't, you wouldn't I'd have that problem that. Because you would say no to your kid at yes. some point. It oh, seems yes. like no one's ever said no to her.
Yes. Well, she is a pageant queen, as she always says.
Yeah. So then Taylor's sad, or Layla's sad, and yeah, Greg comforts her, clearly looking for a star.
Yes.
Which he finally gets.
Thank God.
Thank God. So now we can get back to real Greg. And then we hold elections. They hold elections. Anjay wins.
Thank God.
Thank fuck. And then he stands up after he wins against Olivia and he says, I thought you made an awesome speech the other day and I will respect your opinions in the future. And then Olivia says, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Shut up!
I don't really understand why she's being like that.
She's a racist. Yeah. There's no other reason for it. She's just being illogical. There's no logic behind it.
It's very rude.
It pisses me off. Little Guylan gets elected and Mike cries, but he's not a bad loser. Yeah. He just takes it personally.
Okay, let's say Guylan wins by absolutely slaughtering Mike.
I think he got one vote, yeah, which is himself.
Which is himself.
Brutal. It's
9-1.
Ouch. That would hurt. But he, you know, he takes it relatively well.
He cries, but then he says, like, that sucks. Congratulations or whatever. Like, he's like...
He's just like, that really hurt.
Yeah, that hurt, but he's fine.
He's not... Mike is not irredeemable.
No, he's just... I mean, I think it'll take a few years.
Yeah. He's just got to toughen up a little bit.
He might be okay now, maybe, but I still think he could be one of those people who still has a chip on their shoulder about Greg now.
I don't know. He probably got cyberbullied pretty severely, which we are not helping with. Taylor, it's neck and neck, but Taylor loses to Zach. Whatever, Which girl? Switch sides?
Randy.
Yeah, she's like, I like Taylor, but I think it's time Zach has a go.
Yeah, which is pretty fair on her. But I mean, for everybody else, everybody was like nobody wanted there to be enemies amongst people. Zach and Taylor, it's clearly like Taylor's gonna hate you forever no matter what.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And so then Zach yells out, Viva la Revolution!
And pumps his fist in the air. What's he doing?
I don't know.
What revolution?
I guess like because there's a new government and he's in power. I don't really know. The people are taking control. It's like
so funny.
France.
Taylor is surprisingly gracious in this moment, but I guess she's done beauty pageants, so she knows how to win gracefully.
Yeah.
But this surely will not stay.
No.
And then we have the next episode.
Yeah.
Again, it opens with Taylor not doing anything.
Yes.
And Zach being like, you guys need to get up and do something.
Yeah.
And then they start yelling at Zach that he has a unibrow.
Shave the unibrow.
Very rude.
So rude.
What the hell?
Also, he doesn't have a unibrow.
Doesn't
even
he?
Even if he did.
I mean, it's 2007 television. Not high definition enough, you know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
But either way. Shut up. That's so rude.
I also remember being a kid, a unibrow was like, fuck. If you had a unibrow, it was fuck. But I also feel like it was like you were worried about having a unibrow. Even though you didn't have a unibrow, you'd still be worried because it was before you'd started plucking. And the hairs in between your eyebrows, sure, they'd be white. But they could still be there. No, you could still have hairs there, but they're potentially white, so you could have had a monobrow.
I remember being so embarrassed about tweezing my eyebrows. And, like, once I tried, like, wax strips for the first time.
Oh, no.
And it, I guess I, like, ripped a tiny bit of skin or something. Like, it's scab. I got, like, a tiny bit of a scab. And then everyone was like, oh, what happened? And I, like, lied that I burnt, like, my hair straightener on my eyebrow. Oh. Like, that I accident. But it's like I was, and then everyone was like, doesn't look like a burn. And I was like, that's what happened.
That's what happened.
Because I was for some reason so embarrassed to pluck my eyebrows.
Yeah.
And then there was another time I was I don't know if I've told you this story. I was in bed doing it. And I was like, I had a compact mirror and tweezers. And then came in and I like, my sister. And I shouldn't have said her name. Can you beep her name out?
I'm going to beep her name out. That'll take
beep
too long.
Beep her name out.
Okay.
One of my sisters came in.
Okay, yes.
And you have to beep her name out because it was so weird.
I'm just going to have to cut her name out because I don't know how to beep.
That's fine. One of my sisters came in.
Okay.
And then I shoved my hands under the doona. And then she came up to me and she's like, what were you just doing? Because I was clearly like,
yeah, she thought shocked. You were masturbating.
And I was like, nothing. And then she was like, give me your hand.
Well, yuck. So she was going to...
She smelt my hand. And then she was
what
like...
What the fuck? Your sister was going to sniff your vagina?
And then she was like, you will one day. That's why I said take her name out.
Okay.
Because it's a very weird
it's
thing
so
to do.
It's so weird to do.
That's how embarrassed I was. That I was like willing for her to think that I was jacking off. I don't know.
I've had the same eyebrows for all of my life. I've always just plucked them exactly the same.
That's good. I feel like I don't know what shape my eyebrows should be. I've just been growing them out. I'm going to let some professional take care of them.
Yeah.
And then just keep that up. Because I still don't know. It's really hard.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Okay. So there's rubbish everywhere in the town. And they have a council meeting to decide what to do with the rubbish. And they decide all the big kids and Taylor need to dump the rubbish.
Yep, they got to go take it far away and then bury it.
Yeah.
Is that what you're supposed to do with rubbish?
Is that what they do currently? That's what they do currently, isn't it, sort of?
I guess.
I don't really know.
I don't know. I have a compost bin now, so I don't really,
have rubbish.
Contribute nearly as much waste as I used to, so sorry to... Brag.
Cool. Okay, so
you don't seem to care.
Greg and they. Okay, so there's a big fight as to try and get Taylor to come. Taylor refuses to come.
She says they have too many things to do.
Yes,
which is not true.
No,
Taylor and Layla are supposed to be doing this, and then they just run away, mm-hmm. and then Layla is crying again.
Yes,
Layla, poor Layla, is caught up with Taylor, who is willing to.
Burn every bridge.
Yeah, she's just willing to do... She doesn't care what other people think, mostly. And Layla is not cut out for this. She does not like people looking down on her or being mean to her.
Yeah.
She has tied her cart to the wrong horse,
yes.
I would say. So, whatever. They go out to do it without Taylor and Layla. And then little Guylan, who's now the leader of Red...
Yes.
...cannot dig the hole. They give him the shovel. He can't really do it because he's so little.
Yes.
And then he... walks away
and cries
because he feels sad, and Greg says, let's put our hands together for our new council leader.
Greg, that's rude.
That is rude.
That's
poor
so
little
rude.
Guylan.
Yeah.
But also you probably shouldn't be leading a team if you're gonna cry because you can't dig a hole.
Yeah,
just be like, that's not for me. I'm a little guy. I'm not big and strong.
No, I can't do it yet,
and that's fine. Anyway, Layla eventually cannot take the heat and goes to help.
Yes.
Taylor could have easily joined Layla here.
Yes.
No.
And also, the thing is like...
Their names rhyming is fucking me up.
I think Layla's very smart in this because potentially she waited out having to carry all the rubbish to the dump.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's just walked off into the desert unencumbered by things.
And they're not going to make her do that much because she's so little that she won't really be able to
she's
help.
She's not going to be able to dig a hole. She'll just be wasting time. So she's just walked out for to the desert to do nothing.
Kick a few cans in.
Yeah.
So they do the rubbish thing. Now they decide that they're going to tell Taylor what her punishment is.
Okay, this punishment is actually fucked, I think.
Well, yeah, her job is to haul water
yeah.
from the water tap, which is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And she has to do it until she fills up the tank.
And the tank is like a massive rainwater tank, basically. And it's completely bone dry.
So it's like that would one be, and a half times her height or something.
Yeah. It would be, it would be so hard for her to fill that up.
I don't completely. Think they would make her do it all.
Yeah. I hope not.
But why would you think... If she didn't do the last thing you gave her was a punishment.
Yeah.
She's not going to do this thing that is way harder alone. So obviously she doesn't do it. She cries. She does. Sorry.
No, she doesn't cry. Sorry, she does. You're talking about Taylor. Taylor doesn't cry.
She was crying, I
was
swear.
She?
She was crying. She was going to get the bucket. She picks up two buckets. She goes, gets some water, walks all the way back, puts them on the ground, knocks them over in front of everyone and says, kicks them.
Take that.
And then she says, oops, my bad. Which is icon behavior, to be honest. It is so funny. And then, as punishment, they lock her in a room.
Yes.
Which is, I guess, they're starting to work out, like, what a prison is like.
Yeah.
You get there on your own, I guess.
I love that eventually Taylor's just going to be locked up for prison because she's so
so lazy. Like,
you can't do anything with her. She's driving people crazy.
Lock her up, put her away. They lock her in this room. They won't let her out. There are people in the room with her, but they're blocking the doors. And she screams at Anjay because he's blocking the door and then kicks him in the leg. Which, don't kick, but also you can't lock a child in a room.
I mean, Laurel says, just let her go.
Yeah, Laurel's smart.
Taylor says she's going home. And then I can't remember who it was. I think Sophia said, okay, fine, then go home. Because she was like, well, you're eating our food. What are you even here for?
Oh, yeah. You're just here eating our food and not doing anything.
Yeah.
True. Absolutely true. And then the problem is they have no water left. So DK gets up and gives a speech and says, come on, guys. Let's all pitch in. Again, let's not segregate all the tasks into different classes.
Yeah.
Let's just all help. And then they all haul water, except Taylor. Basically, everyone in the town is helping haul water, except Taylor, who's just being a little shit.
She's a nightmare. She's genuinely the worst person on the show. While maybe Olivia is racist, but Taylor seems hard to be around as well.
Which is worse? I say racism is worse.
Racism is worse.
I mean, let's not pretend that Taylor probably...
Taylor's
isn't
definitely
going to
be racist too.
She loves President Bush.
Yeah. So they do the showdown now, and this is the pig beans challenge, as I've titled it.
Why do they have to put animals in these showdowns? It's one thing to kill an animal to eat. It's another thing to be like, you're here for a bit of fun.
Yeah.
So that we can rummage around in some beans but make it a little bit harder so they don't. They might trip on you.
Yeah, pigs are fucking slimy too when they're greased up. They'd be standing on your hands.
So you got a bunch of greased up pigs in like one of those above ground pools, I guess, with baked beans
everywhere filled up. And you've got to get cans out of you've got to reach into the sludge, which is definitely filled with pig shit as well.
Ugh.
Those pigs have been shitting and pissing in that. You're reaching in, you're trying to get cans in your team's colour.
And Zach says, that's not kosher, Jonathan. Which is how I found out the host's name is Jonathan. funny joke from Zach.
Yep, so in the order that they win is red are now the upper class.
Mm-hmm.
Green are the merchants. Yellow are cooks. And red are laborers.
I like Anjay couldn't find a can for ages, which again is Olivia saying that he's a shit person because he couldn't find a can in these baked beans. And he says, I'm not good at physical work because I don't have that much muscle because my bones are still forming. and then Greg dives in to show he's like a team player, but it's like fucking disgusting. He goes headfirst into
this
bean pig sludge when he had no reason to do that.
There's no showers in this camp.
Oh my god, there aren't.
There are no showers.
How do they wash?
I guess they've got to sort of like do it by bucket.
Oh like god.
Sort of they've got laundry. They sort of do their own laundry like the olden style way with those scraper things in a bucket.
Mm.
And I guess they just have to sort of wash themselves with their hands and water from a bucket. It would be horrible.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me even more upset. Alex is the last one in there and he says, I'm not a quitter at all. Unless it's... beyond the point of no return. and anyway, so they do get the reward, which is either fruit and vegetables or two dune buggies.
Yep. Now, Taylor wants the dune buggies really bad. She does not want fruit and vegetables.
I understand this because when I was a kid, I did not like fruit and vegetables. But then I moved away from home. For a few years, I did not eat that many vegetables. And then I actually started to appreciate them. So I understand what it's like.
Yeah.
I'm going to bravely go on the record to say I understand that kids don't like vegetables.
I do not understand. I loved vegetables as a child. Mum just always cooked heaps of vegetables, and so we'd have to eat them. And I remember once we went away, my dad had like a conference, and so as a family we all went to Stradbroke Island, and they only had like one like restaurant there, and we just had to eat at the same restaurant every night. I know there's two, but the other one was on the other side of the island or whatever. And so we just had to have pizzas every night from this restaurant. And they're sure they were nice gourmet pizzas or whatever, or risotto. But, you know, after a few days, you're like, I want some... Like, even as a child, you're like, I need a broccoli.
Yeah.
I need a broccoli now.
Do you think that's... I think that happens... I'm wondering if it's just your brain being like, meh, or if it's your body sending a, like, unconscious signal to your brain being like, something's up.
Because it always, do you find it's always broccoli is the craving?
Something green.
Yeah.
It's like, green, oh. Green and fresh. You need something green. Because I know there's those people that like, there's been people who've like had an urge to like eat nails and metal and stuff. And then one, it turns out something that can cause that is like an iron deficiency.
Okay. I would go to the doctor if I had a thing saying to eat a nail. I'd be like, I need to sort this out because that's going to fuck me up inside.
But like you think it would just be mental in some cases, but. It's just not that mental isn't real or anything, but it's like your body being like, just eat that fucking bolt, please.
Well, I guess that's why pregnant women get weird cravings.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
I mean, sure, maybe.
My mom always got cravings for smoked oysters.
Oh, la-dee frickin' da.
Smoked oysters are not a posh food.
Aren't they?
No, they're from a can. Oysters?
Oh, yuck. Oh, that's that's Kay would love that.
She would love that. Yeah, they're gross. My mum would always open them and I'd hate the smell. My sister Casey, she loved smoked oysters from the time she was like two. She'd be like, she'd walk over
that's fucked up.
And eat smoked oysters. And I was like, yuck.
Anything from any like protein from a can grosses me out.
Yeah, I don't like tuna. I don't like, I mean, tuna is the most palatable of all of them, I assume.
Stinks like shit, though.
Yeah, I don't like tuna.
But that's the can.
Jono's made me eat two cans of tuna in my life, and I've been like, he's like, you'll like it after you have some, and then I'm like, and then I have a bit, and I'm like, it's I don't like it.
It smells like fucking cat food. But that's the thing, it smells like cat food because it's the way, it's got to be the way they can them, because I smelled like canned chicken once, and it smelled exactly the same as canned tuna.
Yeah, I'm sure. Not that I like they use to preserve it.
Right? I also hate the smell of fish. I think that's why I hate canned tuna so much because it's like a combination of everything that makes me want to just puke.
Did I tell you once I was at the cinema with my friends, with my friend? Just my
no,
one
I would
friend,
have remembered that.
Just my one friend and.
oh wait, that sounds better.
We were in London, and we were at this like it was like a beautiful old like theater.
I'm already mad. I already know where this is going.
That had been converted into a cinema. And then I was watching the movie and then all of a sudden the smell hit me. And my friend had bought a bottle of Sprite and a can of tuna.
Nah, that's fucked up.
To have in the cinema.
And did you yell at her?
I said, why did you bring tuna in here? This is not a movie snack. And she was like, oh, can you smell it? And I was like, yeah, I can smell it.
Can you smell it?
And then she just turned her back to me while she ate it. And I was like, I can still smell it.
This will stop it getting in the air. I'll turn 20 degrees to the left.
I was so angry.
Oh, I used to get so angry when people would, when I worked in an office and people would like eat tuna at work.
I mean, any smelly food.
But there's a good smelly, like you can smell spaghetti bolognese.
I think after a time it smells disgusting. Like I used to work with this girl, I called her Spade Fingers because she had these like,
in relation to salad fingers.
I don't know what salad fingers are.
No?
What are salad fingers?
It's like these old viral videos of this like weird dude and he had really long fingers and his name was Salad Fingers. And he would be like, I like spoons. Does that sound familiar to you at all?
No. Can you bring it up on your phone?
Okay.
It's basically this lady, I used to work with her and she had these fake nails, but they were not the normal shape of a nail. Like any fake nail that I had ever seen. This is, they're called fan nails.
Ah!
And so they're like really wide.
So wide. They're like flare pants, but nails.
And she always used to bring in like, she'd always.
Is this your friend?
No.
Who are you talking about?
A lady who I used to work with.
Okay.
Me and my friend used to talk about it. We'd call her Spade Fingers to each other. In converse, I would never call her Spade Fingers to her face. But she would always eat like like Indian or like kebabs or like, you know, something that's like very aromatic.
Yeah.
And you're like, she wouldn't eat it in the kitchen or the like the work.
She ate it at her desk?
She did it at her desk in the small room. And I was like, what the absolute fuck? You cannot do that. Now we've got to smell this all day. 3 hours later, that's still going to be smelling in the room. It's not going to smell good 3 hours later.
Mm. Fuck spade fingers.
Yeah, fuck you, spade fingers.
I am. Yeah, that's the guy who sat next to me would eat tuna at his desk.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is like, there's no escape.
Damn.
Anyway, this is salad fingers. This is salad fingers.
Oh, it's a video.
Yeah, it's from like the when people just started doing like upsetting stuff.
Oh. And so it's a cartoon?
A bit random.
Oh.
Hello. I like rusty spoons. I like to touch them. The feeling of rust against my salad fingers. It's almost orgasmic.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm amazed that you like that. Because when I first saw it, when I was... Wow, 2007, the same year Kid Nation came out. I don't know if that's when I saw it, but I was like, fuck, this is funny. Because Mark's tried to show me some like viral videos from like when he first got on the internet. That are just ones that I didn't see.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so, you understand, it's like very random. And it's like, I understand I probably would have laughed at this if I saw it at the time. But now it is so annoying to me.
Yeah.
But you liked that.
I understand that that's supposed to maybe be random.
Yeah.
But I also like feeling textures.
So
I understand. The salad.
It's got truth in it.
Yeah, the salad fingers bit, not so much, but the touching of the rusty spoons. If I saw a rusty spoon, of course I would touch it. I'd be like, I want to feel that right now.
It's relatable stuff.
Yeah, it's relatable. It's not comedy, I don't think. I think it's just relatable.
Well, some people find laughter in the truth.
Okay, so... vegetables or June buggies, and they chose the vegetable. And then Colton
Sophia
said,
"Sophia says she doesn't want to contribute to global warming." I don't know why she thinks that's going to work on this crowd.
Yeah, but also, I mean, like, I would say that I don't know.
She just wants the vegetables.
Quantity-wise, I assume that they're going to have like enough vegetables then to last them, fruit and vegetables to last them for the rest of the time they're here, not just the amount that's on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of, I would say farming is one of the biggest contributors to global warming. So I don't know. I feel like maybe the June buggies are less of,
Wow. Fact check, Sophia. How much water is going into that cucumber, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. What would you think? I mean, if you looked at it, you'd probably be like, oh yeah, it probably evens out between those two things.
Well, yeah, but you also need fruit and vegetables.
Yeah,
and you
I'm don't just need saying the June global buggies. Warming thing is not the right argument.
Let's find Sophia and let's call her up and let's yell at her.
You were dumb as a child, Sophia. Anyway, Colton says when they announced that they're picking vegetables, says, you guys are as dull-minded as hell.
Well, I would like them to pick the fun one at some point, which they could have done by not picking the fucking Bibles, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But whatever. And Taylor screams at Zach, I'm going to hate you for the rest of my life. Which is strong.
She probably still does.
What's this? They're going... You go.
Taylor is supposed to wash dishes. That's supposed to be her thing. She's supposed to be washing
the little yellow girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be washing dishes because they've got signs and they've got their names and what their tasks are on the task board. Taylor decides instead to make a fruit salad.
Yeah. So there's Taylor and Layla sitting there cutting up fruit, making a fruit salad.
Yes.
And they're like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be doing dishes. And they're like, we're doing fruit salad. And they're like, you're not supposed.
That's not your job.
That's not your job. We don't need fruit salad. We need the dishes done. And then they just start screaming.
Yeah. Layla's like, well, we just started.
It's haunting, the screams.
It is. They're infuriating. Anyway, Zach blows his lid and does something that I think should have been done potentially 3 episodes ago and probably would have helped a lot, which is he decides to not pay Taylor. He's not going to pay her any more money until she starts doing stuff.
Good. And who's going to give her money? Maybe the other girls.
Yeah, but maybe he'll... I mean, he's certainly not paying Layla.
Yeah.
She's also banding him with Taylor. And if I was Layla, I'd be like, I'm not going to share with you.
Layla's definitely going to share with Taylor.
I know she's going to share with Taylor, but I would, if I was Layla...
You would never be Layla.
No, that's true.
You could never find yourself in a position to be a Layla.
No, I don't know. Anyway, they have the town meeting.
Who do you identify with the most of all the kids?
I don't know.
Emily.
Fuck off.
Sitting alone with the chickens. Come on.
I think at that age, Colton. That age, I would have been a Sophia. Because I was very...
Are you serious?
I was very bossy as a kid because my mum got an autoimmune disease and I had to look after my sisters. It made me have to I cooked dinner every night and vacuumed and mopped the house and stuff and did all that stuff. So I think at that point in time when I was a teenager, I was very overly responsible.
Mm.
And so I think I would have been that Sophia probably more and been very angry at everybody all the time for not contributing as much as me.
Oh, yeah. I would have been Sophia but lazier. Does that make sense?
I still agree that you're Taylor.
No. Okay, I'm some combination of... I'm Taylor
mixed with,
but less aggressive.
Okay.
I'm Taylor mixed with Sophia. I will cop that. Or I'm Mallory.
Yeah.
Because she's a little bit sassy. She's got a good head on her shoulders, I think, you know?
I think you might be
She's
Devard.
Not going to be walked over. Devard?
Yeah. You could be Devard.
I'm trying to remember what she said.
Well, I'm thinking of upcoming episodes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Well, I'll look out for that. Yeah. I mean, before we started this, you said I was Taylor, which...
Yeah, you definitely are Taylor.
I mean, I look like a Taylor.
Yes.
And I act like a Taylor. Yes. So but that doesn't mean I'm a Taylor.
Taylor.
Oh, I am Taylor. Whatever. It doesn't matter. DK yells at all these kids who are fighting. He's had enough. Everyone's getting into brawls, getting into fights. DK has grown up.
Well, because everybody's yelling at Taylor, basically. Yes. The whole town have turned against her.
And he says, everyone stop yelling at Taylor. Everyone just stop fighting all the time.
Well, because they are being quite rude. They're yelling, go home at Taylor.
Yeah. And she should.
Yeah. She's not doing anything.
I mean, they're right.
Yeah.
But don't scream at a 10-year-old girl and gang up on her. I don't think it's going to work out for anyone. Anyway, DK sort of calms them down, but he is not happy here.
No.
Because he's like, I grew up in a house with a lot of kids. Well, I'm growing up in a house with a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And our mum taught us not to fight all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And these children are acting like children.
Yes. Constantly.
So they have a town hall meeting and everyone's yelling at Taylor again, even though she's not even on the town council anymore.
Nope.
And then she says, my word is try. And then, Sophia says, why are you here if you're just eating our food?
Yeah.
Which is brutal. And then DK stands up and tells them, stop being so mean to Taylor. Obviously, she's annoying. He doesn't say this, but you can tell he means it.
Yeah.
That there's no point in screaming at her all the time.
It doesn't do anything.
No, you just want retribution.
Yeah.
You just want revenge.
You can't force somebody to do anything.
And Taylor, not by screaming at them.
No, Taylor's not going to feel bad. She's just going to dig her feet into the ground harder.
Yeah. Also, you attract more flies with honey than vinegar.
Yeah.
Which is my way to say, when I had a bad manager who was mean to me, it didn't make me want to do anything. But when I had a good manager who would just compliment the stuff I did well, even when I knew I was being manipulated into being like, you should do that more often and not be a bitch the rest of the time, I would still be encouraged. So then they say, all right, who wants to go home? And DK stands up and says he wants to leave because there's too much negativity.
Yep.
And everyone's so sad. They don't want him to leave. DK's crying. Poor little DK.
Yeah.
He's too mature for this environment.
Yeah.
And then Guylan, the leader of his team, takes him outside to convince him to stay because they've decided to give DK the gold star and now he's going to leave right before they give out the gold star.
Oh, no.
He's like, come on, don't fucking leave right now. Don't
ruin this. You got $20,000.
Everyone's crying. Clearly DK is very popular. And DK finally decides to stay.
Wonderful.
Thank God, because then he gets a gold star. And then he gets to go call his mum. And his mum is so cute. Cuter than a lot of the other parents, I would say. Because a lot of them are just like, oh, yay!
Congratulations.
And she's so emotional and she clearly misses him so much. She says, you got a golden star. You don't need that. You're already a star.
Aww.
And I'm like, you did raise him right. It's so cute. She's clearly, she's, I,
she's
whatever.
A nice lady.
I like them. And that's it. And that's what we've got.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so yeah, we'll see you again next week. Okay. Do you want to, you've got reviews?
I mean, we'll see if we have reviews.
Oh my God, we better have reviews.
We better have reviews or
I'll... Naomi's going to crack the shits.
Or I'll freaking scream. All right. Oh, we do have a review.
Okay, good.
Thank God. Or I was about to go Taylor on all of your asses. It's from Grace. Hey, funny Grace. Stuff.
Thank you.
5 stars, they've said. I recommended it to my mum, but she didn't understand why I would watch it when I hate The Bachelor. Maybe it's just funny, Susan. Love you guys. Please don't cancel the pod. Yes, Susan. My mum listens to it, and my mum's name is Susan.
Yeah. So, that is true. I had thought maybe this was a review from one of your sisters or something.
Well, I don't. I think if it was a review from one of my sisters, it would be like, Danielle's so great. People, they love to do that.
They're
I don't know.
Riling you up.
I don't know what kind of desperate energy I'm giving off.
You're giving off Taylor vibes, which is like if you slightly get annoyed at Taylor, she will scream back.
Well, all I'm saying is that my sisters are going to be scrubbing toilets with the green team if they keep that up. and then our song for this week by named by a little guy called Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech. What a charmer.
The song we've chosen this week is called Happy Happy Game Show. Mm. And this is the description as written by Kevin MacLeod. Okay, it is a 12-bar blues, but you got to stick around at least until the horns. I couldn't start with the horns, as that would be a frightening level of happy. Mm. The uncompressed download also comes with a perfectly loopable track for those who don't want the party to end. Wonderful. Love that.
Thank you. And if you don't want the party to end, this podcast is technically also loopable. So you could just play this podcast again and again and again.
Yeah, you just press that button that's like the arrows that connect.
Yeah.
For I think that's on
And podcasts. You got to press it twice so then it has the one.
Yeah, and then that's loopable forever.
And that's what you want, I think.
Actually, that would actually work because if we put the song at the right time, the song would merge into each other, maybe. So if you had it on loop, it would be like, that's the song at the end. And then it's the song at the start now, you know? Okay, that's it. That's it for us today.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye. Kid Nation.
Kid Nation.
Kid Nation.
Kid Nation.
Kid Nation.
Kid
Nation.
Kid Nation.
Kid Nation. Kid Nation. Bitch. Give me that
bitch!
Kid Nation, bitch! Kid Nation, bitch! Kid Nation, bitch!
Kid Nation,
bitch! Kid Nation, bitch!
Kid Nation,
bitch!
Kid Nation, bitch!
Kid Nation, bitch! Bitch, 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 bitch!
Kid Nation, Mitchie, Mitchie, Mitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.